High school graduation is an accomplishment worth celebrating, but for some students, the achievement is that much sweeter because of the obstacles they had to overcome. KTOO's Casey Kelly profiles a graduate of Juno's Alternative High School who's been living on her own for about a year.
One of the first things you notice about Kendall Roberts are her piercings, a stud in her left eyebrow and two rings in her lower lip. She's also got dyed hair, though what was supposed to be purple ended up kind of orange.
It reflects who I am. Like, I really believe in self-expression, and any way you can find that is cool with me.
Kendall is 17, likes roller derby, art, all kinds of music, and hanging out with friends. She seems pretty well adjusted considering her life has been anything but. Her parents split up when she was 5. She and her mom moved to Juno and lived for a while with her aunt. She says her mom went through a series of bad relationships, some of which rubbed off on her.
I started going through different abusive relationships, abusive in any sort of way.
She started acting out and got suspended a number of times in elementary school. When she was 10, she went to live with her dad for a year in Oregon, but things did not improve. After moving back to Juno, Kendall says she developed a substance abuse problem and was in and out of rehab. She was never homeless, but says there were times she felt unsafe at home and ran away.
I was lucky enough to have family members take me in when I needed a place to stay, and I stayed with my grandparents and my aunt for months at a time just to be able to get stable.
Last year, Kendall struck out on her own and got approved to live in a transitional apartment provided by Juno Youth Services. She works two jobs and pays 30% of her income for rent. She meets with JYS staff once a week.
They help us in any way we need. If we're going through a tough situation or we don't know how to, for example, if someone didn't know how to do their laundry, they would teach them how to do that.
Kendall says she needs the most help with the financial aspect of living by herself. She lives in a two-bedroom apartment with a roommate and says they lead a pretty normal life.
When I come home from work, we'll cook dinner, have a meal together, do chores together, you know, hang out afterwards together, and it's just great.
She says she never fit in at Juno Douglas High School, where she went as a freshman and sophomore. She says she was bullied and always felt ashamed of herself. This year, she transferred to Yakusuke Dakihiti Alternative High School, where she found a community that embraced her.
I've gotten to know my teachers so well that they probably know me better than I know myself sometimes, it feels like. And I feel like everybody at this school really sticks together, even if they're not from the same, like, friend group.
Yakusuke counselor Kelly Neiman says Kendall has grown tremendously in her year at the school.
Kendall is a student who has overcome a lot of personal challenges and obstacles in her life, in her home life, and just a highly motivated student who's really turned her life around.
Principal Kristen Garreau says it's really rewarding to watch a student like Kendall succeed.
She is really in a place where she's ready to go to college. She has a place to live. She has people who know her and are connected with her, and that's just a really great thing to see.
Even though this was supposed to be her junior year, Kendall took enough independent study classes to graduate early. She says her main motivation was wanting to spend more time at one of her jobs as a teacher's assistant with Gold Creek Child Development Center. She plans to continue working there while she goes to college. She wants to earn degrees in special education and occupational therapy.
I work with many children that have special needs, and so that kind of inspired me to do everything in my capability of helping another person.
As for her personal life, Kendall says she's happy. She's going to visit her dad in a few weeks and says her relationship with her mom has never been better.
I probably just needed not to live with her for a little bit extra space, but I go to her about everything. I talk to her at my worst times. I call her just to say, I'm having a great day. I've got some good news. You know, how's your day?
Kendall will continue living at the JYS Transitional Living Apartment as she starts college at the University of Alaska Southeast. She says she still has her struggles, but knows she has people to lean on when times are tough. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.